Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everybody. Today we are looking at a piece of work that's hit the Bitcoin space lately. It's called the Silent Salary. And honestly, Sarah, it completely reframes how we should look at our portfolios and our mindset when it comes to accumulating fiat currency into our lives, while the market chops sideways like it has been recently.
Yeah, I read it and I find it highly motivational. It basically suggests that even when the price isn't moving, or even when it's down, you're still getting a raise based on the underlying math of the network.
Exactly. Bitcoin's power law trend, it's irrefutable, as we know. It rises about 0.09% per day. That doesn't sound like much until you annualize it. That is 33% per year on average. This is the raise nobody sees for Bitcoin holders.
Right, and that's the crucial distinction. The price is what you see on the exchange. Volatile, emotional, messy, short-term. The trend is the mathematical average of adoption and network growth over time. The trend is currently higher than the price. Okay, let's break it down.
Yes, part one is all about the silent salary math. Let's run the numbers because this is where it gets wild. The calculation is that one Bitcoin currently generates a trend salary of roughly $40,200 per year. I ran those numbers backwards to check their math. If $40,200 is a 33% annual gain, it implies the trend value or fair value of one Bitcoin right now is about $121,800.
Which is interesting because spot price is sitting around $90,000 today. Ignoring the market ticker, the asset's fair value is $121,000 and it's compounding by $110 every single day, whether the market acknowledges it yet or not.
It's a psychological trick, but a useful one. It treats appreciation as income. Here's the breakdown in detail. One Bitcoin, roughly $3,350 per month, a nice side hustle. Five Bitcoin, roughly $16,750 per month, high-end executive salary. 10 Bitcoin, roughly $33,500 per month, wealthy status.
No boss, no reviews, no promotions to wait for. That hits me hard. You aren't working for the debasing currency. Monetary scarcity is working for you. Okay, with that awareness, let's follow into the next logical question people love to study. How much do you need to retire?
Yes, let's answer the big question everyone asks. Can I retire on this? Based strictly on this logic, the magic number has shifted.
In the old days, financial advisors said you needed $2 million in the bank to retire. But if you trust this power law math applied to Bitcoin, you don't need a pile of cash. You need a machine that prints purchasing power.
If you need $100,000 a year to live comfortably in 2026, accounting for the inflation we've seen, the math suggests you need roughly 2.5 Bitcoin to retire. Adjust your required annualized income accordingly.
2.5 BTC times $40,200 per year trend equals roughly $100,500 annual silent salary.
2.5 coins. It sounds achievable until you look at the supply squeeze. But if you have that stack, the argument is you don't sell the principal. You just skim off the appreciation or borrow against it, and the salary never stops because the trend never stops.
Correct. Just be careful, as this model is a deterministic growth curve, but markets can be irrational and below the trend line for years. You need the stomach to survive the periods where your salary is accruing but not paying out in actual cash liquidity. It is for this reason many still choose to mine fiat, but now with a mindset of Bitcoin accumulation and balance sheet protection, not just making a living.
Interesting stuff, which leads us on to the final step in the strategy, accumulating Bitcoin in 2026.
It does. Okay, it's early 2026. Strategy Inc., which is Michael Saylor's company, just bought another $2 billion worth of BTC already. Institutions are pruning the market and big governments are positioning. How does a regular person get to 2.5 BTC ASAP?
Great question. As we know, the window for easy accumulation is gone. We aren't in 2015 anymore. But based on the current landscape, here's the best way to build that stack in 2026.
Aggressive DCA, dollar cost averaging. Volatility is your friend. With the price currently below the trend, 90K versus 121K, every buy right now is technically at a discount to fair value.
And consolidation plays. We're seeing smaller miners and digital asset treasuries get bought out. If you can't buy BTC directly, holding equity in these aggressive accumulators like MSTR has effectively become a leveraged Bitcoin play.
For sure. And as ever, stay humble, stack sats. You don't need a better job. You need a bigger stack. This implies focus, fiat mining everywhere you can, running your entire blockchain factory, and cutting expenses for a season to throw every spare dollar at the deficit between your stack and that 2.5 BTC, or whatever suits your goal, target.
And don't forget privacy. With silent payments becoming more user-friendly this year, you can accumulate privately so that when you do retire, nobody knows the size of your silent salary.
Okay, so the takeaways. Time is doing the heavy lifting. The price is just noise. The network growth is the real signal. If you hold Bitcoin as an asset, you're getting a 33% raise this year. You just might not see it on the bank statement until the price catches up to the trend. This, of course, is where the skills of patience, resilience, asset management, and knowing your numbers comes in. Take the time to learn new skills now so you're best prepared for when you hit critical mass. You can accelerate this learning with the DBM Wealth Builder Series. See the show notes. Oh, and don't forget to stack those sats daily. See you next time.